Ian Dempsey.
Playing the music you love. Today
I found. Shauna, how are you?
Hello, how are you?
Very good.
Good.
Happy first day of April.
Thank you very much. Okay, right, yes. Back at you.
We're into a new month. March went fairly quickly, actually, didn't it?
Do you know what? I'm going to be honest with you.
No,
I found March dragged.
Really?
Yes.
So you're glad to see the back of it.
I am. Good luck.
Excellent.
Yeah.
So you've got something there that you found on Facebook, was it?
Facebook, and I saw it on Instagram.
On Instagram,
yeah.
Okay, yeah.
So I was scrolling away, and this quote popped up. You know the way the quotes pop up? And it just spoke to me and the point of motherhood that I'm currently in.
It
touched me. And I tell you what it said. It read, "Parenthood is just marketing. My toddler hates fish but loves chicken. So last night for dinner, I told him the salmon was beach chicken, and he cheered and said, 'Yay, beach chicken,' and he ate the whole thing."
That is ingenious,
yes.
Isn't it?
And they went on to say, "It's not lying, it's rebranding, and you've just got to know your customer."
Very good.
It's so true. So I have an issue with Finn eating stuff, right?
Okay.
He's a very picky eater. And I have to get, like, I have to jump through
hoops. He's finding his way. You know, he'll get there.
Yeah.
He'll be on the tikka masalas before too long.
Well,
don't worry.
Hopefully. But at the moment, I have to do a bit of rebranding now myself. So I make these protein balls just to try and get some goodness into them.
Right.
So they're, you know, they're nuts and seeds and they're made out of dates.
Right.
So they're very healthy.
Okay.
But
does he not like them?
No, he does.
Yeah.
Because they're brown. And I call them...
What?
Chocolate balls.
Chocolate balls.
And so I said, "Do you want a chocolate ball?" And he goes, yes, chocolate ball. And I'm like, "Ha ha, that is all healthy, but you don't know that, and that's fine."
Don't you say that to yourself. You
yes,
don't say
I do.
That. You
yes.
don't point at him and shout that at him, no.
Motherhood tips with Shauna. And the only thing I do is anything that comes out of the freezer is ice cream. So I make these little yogurt bars. I'm like, "Oh, look, ice cream."
Ice cream.
And he's so delighted.
It's very good.
Yeah, so I'd say there's a few more marketing gurus out there this morning.
And if you'd like to share anything, kind of handy parenting tips, I suppose.
Well, if you've had any successful rebrands, I might be able to follow your footsteps. And
so I like that, Ned. So the toddler doesn't like fish. That definitely, I don't like fish, right? But it doesn't know why, maybe, you know what I mean? And then so they're saying, instead of saying this is salmon, they're saying, it's beach chicken.
Yes.
Yeah.
And it's suddenly delicious.
Yeah. God,
this is great.
I love chicken and I love the beach.
Yes.
Let's eat. Pork chops are chicken chops, says David in their house. Thank you, David, for getting in touch there. I don't know who sent this in, but we just got it on a text there from somebody. We called cauliflower white broccoli. White broccoli sounds great, doesn't it? What are we having for dinner? Well, we're having lots of this and that, but we're also having white broccoli. Yes, white broccoli. We called it white broccoli for years. They ate it all. Now it's called, somebody discovered that it's actually called cauliflower. And now they won't eat it anymore. Well, one of the kids won't eat it anymore. Thank you very much, whoever sent that in to us there. And now we've got Sarah Dowling on the line. Hi, Sarah.
Hi. Hi, how are you?
Very good, thank you. Sarah, you're reacting to Shauna there. Tell us what's going on in your house.
Oh, we had the same problem when ours were little, and it'd be like, we didn't call it beach chicken, it was chish.
Chish.
Chicken
like chicken fish. Chish.
Yeah, chicken fish for
good.
Dinner. And, what else? Vegetables. We try and get them to eat broccoli, except I told them that they weren't to eat the broccoli because it would make them grow. So they sit there with a little look of spite on their face and eat their broccoli and give me the stink eye. and they still do it.
veggie sausages as well?
Oh, yeah. My younger son loves sausages. And he said, "These ones taste funny, Mammy." "Oh, they're just from a different shop."
And were they like sausages made out of vegetables?
You know, Denny sausages.
Oh, yeah.
So I'd gotten them for myself and, of course, faced by them and started eating them. My older boy is a bit more wise to me. He was like, "These aren't your sausages, Mammy."
And listen, were you saying there that, you know, with vegetables, you were kind of, there was something about that, you did a bit of reverse psychology on them.
Oh, yeah. Don't tell them not to eat the broccoli because they'll only grow.
So in other words, if you eat the broccoli, you'll grow up to be big. Yeah. And then
no,
they also
don't eat the broccoli because I don't want it to grow.
Yeah. So I'm going to use that.
And as an act of defiance, they all said, I'm going to eat, I'm going to grow big. I'm going to be bigger than her someday.
Yep. Oh, they will. A few of them getting so tall. But we had the same thing with the cauliflower, actually. I heard somebody say that they just said it was white broccoli.
Yeah.
So we've been eating the white broccoli a bit.
No, no white broccoli.
Whatever it takes. Whatever it takes. Yeah.
But I bet now they're upstairs listening to me going,
Yeah,
we're
wise to you now.
You are a liar.
Yeah. So there's probably somebody in Findus or somewhere like that now writing down, chish.
Yes.
Chish. We could market that. That sounds pretty good. Thank you, Sarah. Morning, Sarah.
Morning, Ian.
Are you all right?
I am, yeah.
How did you get a broken shoulder? If you don't mind me asking you, like.
Well, I first have to tell your listeners, do not try this at home.
Okay.
I was kneeling over the side of my bed.
Yeah.
And I wanted to reach for the light switch on the wall to turn it off.
Right.
Now, I did have my left hand on the door.
Yeah.
But I somehow just lost my balance and tumbled over onto the floor.
God love you. And it's always those, like the simplest of things, isn't it? Rather than,
it is,
we were in St. Moritz and we were skiing and I came down a black run and it's never as glamorous as that, sure it's not.
Oh, never,
God. So, Sarah, you're in Finglas and what's the worst thing about it? Like, man, how long are you going to have? Have you got some sort of a cast on it or something?
I have a high arm sling on it.
Right, okay. And is it awkward to sleep and sit around?
It's awkward to sleep and my poor dad has to brush my hair every day and, you know, I can't turn around and tell him like he's done a bad job.
You're looking great, Sarah. Fair play to you. Good man, Dad. And you're going to be heading to New York in June, I believe.
In June, yeah. I'm going with my mum and my nephew, we're looking forward to that.
And will that be all sorted out by then, yeah?
I hope so. Well, my mum will have to take the annual 4 kilos of butter over to my uncle. She doesn't know that yet, but she will have to.
Very good. And listen, you're going for a walk later on with Patch and Sheba.
We're going to see them swim in the river. So,
what kind of dogs are they?
Sheba is a border collie and Patch is a cross between a Jack Russell and a Labrador.
That's an interesting mix, isn't it?
It very is, yeah.
Alright, listen, Sarah, let's do this. I hope you get well soon. You sound like you've got a good sense of humour, which is half the battle. And you have a little bit of a laugh about it, which is great. But watch yourself when you're trying to turn the lights off in future, okay?
I know, we will do.
We are going to the aforementioned sunny southeast to a guy called Chris Long for Waffle this morning. And you can play along with this at home, in your car, in your kitchen or whatever. And you can actually play it tomorrow or the next day or the next day. It's Chris's turn today, though. He's on his way to work in EWL. How are you doing, Chris? You well?
Yeah, good. And yourself?
Excellent. So EWL, what's that now?
It's an electrical wholesaler.
Oh, right. Very good. Very good. And is that based in Waterford as well, yeah?
It is. It's out in Kilcone there, yeah.
All right. Very good. And what do you do there?
I work the counter and the stores and everything.
Oh, very good. You're Mr. Front of House when you come in to get your stuff. There he is, Chris, standing there saying, good morning, everybody. How are you?
That's it.
And what time do you start it?
I mainly start at 7:30, I'm running a little bit late now. This is my first day back after a week's holiday, so.
Oh, very good. Well, you can blame us for that, actually. Just say, today FM rang, you know. And anyway, listen, let's see how you get on with this. We've got, I've got the 5 keywords here. I'm going to give you the topic now in a second. Chris, best of luck. Are you ready?
Yeah.
I hope so, because the music is creeping up on us big time. Okay, we're about to reveal what your topic is today.
Best Today's waffle topic is
Guy Ritchie.
He's a singer, American. Guy Ritchie, sorry. He's a producer. He produces movies. He's done Snatch.
Well done.
Lock, Stock, Two Smoking
Barrels. Yes.
He's also done. He's done The Gentleman, the new series.
Yes.
He's also done.
One to go.
Oh, he was married to Madonna.
Well, you've done it. Well done. Ah, yes, Chris. And for customers of EWL, if you're going in today, Mr. Front of House, he's a winner. Fantastic winner.
Brilliant.
Well done, Chris. €1,000, and you're only back from the holidays.
Only back from holidays, a week's holidays, yeah.
God, book another one there. Well done, Chris.
Ian Dempsey.
Playing the music you love. Today.